This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities, from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
The first story tonight is from the USA, and sadly it's in line with some of the challenges we've been talking about tonight for trans people. The American US Justice Department has taken a fairly uncommon step to get involved in a federal civil rights lawsuit that seeks to block transgender athletes from competing as girls. It's in high school and university level athletics. The Attorney General William Barr has issued what they call a statement of interest. So he's not directly involved in the case, but they're saying that we have an interest, so we want to put our 2 cents in. At the moment, the state of Connecticut is allowing athletes to compete as the gender with which they identify, which has caused quite an uproar in the area and brought some campaigns against it. The Justice Department has said that they disagree with this. They want schools, they say there's real physiological differences between men and women, and they should be sort of deciding who goes in races based on biology rather than anything else. It's fairly consistent with what the Trump administration has been saying and doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say it's consistent with winding back the rights in the military and everything, and getting involved in everything possible, really, and to discriminate.
Definitely worrying too. I don't know how, other than a change of government, there can be any degree of progress in trans rights. It seems to be the really right wing in America. Mm. This has been the thing they've been able to grab onto. It's been the toilet issue. It's been the change rooms issue. Trans groups are so small and so marginalised, they find them a really easy target to, you know, make into something that, they try to make them scary to the population.
Mm. Yeah, and I think for the centre ground and for the left in United States and in other places as well, often they don't quite know how to tackle this. They know that this is a dog whistling issue, and they know that votes can be whipped up through misinformation and through blatant discrimination. But we've seen in Victoria and we've seen in some other places around the world where governments have stood up very clearly for the rights of trans people. So I think you can still win an election and also be very progressive towards LGBT plus policies.
I guess, but you're predicating change based on a change of government. Are you thinking that change is not possible under the current government? Or not positive change, anyway?
Well, there are many, many, many governments in the United States, and this is partly what we're seeing with coronavirus, is that that's part of the struggle, in actually getting effective government and that you've got lots of people with an interest. What I am saying is that there is a chance for the Democratic Party in particular to grapple with LGBT plus issues, and for them to be vote winning issues rather than vote losing issues for them. And the temptation is, unless those people who are directly affected by these type of discussions can make the right arguments, is we'll have a rather conservative Democratic Party that is not going to be taking further steps, even if they do get in.
Stefan, you called another story out of the US as well.
Yes, and my story is out of the US, and it's a little bit linked to the coronavirus. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation have been calling for blood donation bans to be lifted. And obviously, since the beginning of this pandemic, we've seen a decrease in blood donation all across the world as we kind of get used to the social distancing. Some people have been a bit reluctant to go and give bloods for fear of being contaminated. So there's been a big drop in the US and across the world world in blood donation. So therefore, GLAAD started this petition because as a gay men who have sex with men haven't been able to donate if they had sexual contact in the 12 months before donation, which is very is different than heterosexual. So I think this, if this goes on and if this ban is reversed, it can have worldwide really consequences, because the policy is reflected in most most countries. In Australia, it's the same. There's this 12 months window. So it's yeah, I think something to watch.
I think the other thing to reflect there is that testing, like these laws largely came in at the height of HIV/AIDS. Yeah. They haven't really changed since, but the testing has got so much better.
No, absolutely. The window, the testing window is much smaller now. I think it has changed a little bit because before it was an outright ban. So I think now the 12-month deferral that came in, that's in the US, in Australia, I think it was 2015.
Now, Ian, what other stories have you been watching this week?
In India, there is an LGBT plus rights group which has launched a fundraising appeal in Mumbai or Bombay for sex workers whose industry has been hit very severely by coronavirus. And they're saying they want to help other Indians who also face prejudice. So the reason I picked this story, a couple of reasons. One is I think it's about LGBT activists, human rights people, focusing on other vulnerable people in the population. And I think that's a real message for our times. This also comes from the Reuters Foundation, which I'm a big fan of. Those of you that might have read about the wire service in the in Australia, which is due to wind up, which is AAP, Associated Press. This is basically the national version of that, Reuters. And so I think we need to be supporting Reuters Foundation and the sort of great work that they do to pull out stories like this. So a bit more about the story. The Jimmy Foundation stepped in after a distress call from a charity helping sex workers in the West Indian city of Mumbai. And many of these people are single mothers who are struggling to feed their children since the world's second most populous country went into lockdown. It's gone into lockdown under the president, who is the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and he's ordered a national lockdown which goes on till the 14th of April. So these people, these sex workers, basically have no income until that time. And so this LGBT plus group has actually looks outside their community, partly. I'm sure there are LGBT people within the sex workers, but they've actually said, who else is vulnerable in our country, in our local communities, and what can we do? And they are seeking funds to provide the sex workers with essentials such as rice, wheat flour, oil and soap, the real basics of living and surviving. And I just thought that was a really good story about community and solidarity.
It's great to see so many of these good stories coming up to balance out some of the doom and gloom that we're experiencing around the globe at the moment. So we'll keep our eyes out for the good stories, because that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.